struggling to fight that creeping tiredness at the end of the day, that inescapable allure to let your eyes have a rest just for a few seconds. If you weren't already yawning, you might be now. We already know that sleep is good for us and that we can't go long without it, but exactly what is happening in our bodies to cause it has not been known until now. Scientists have shown that individual neurons are key and that sleep is essential for repairing the daily damage they suffer. I'm Jack Taverner and I spoke to Lior Applebaum from Bar-Ilan University, who co-authored the study, about why this is the case and how an intriguing fish helped the discovery.
All animals sleep, and this is a very dangerous state of behavior, because if you sleep, you reduce your sensory input, and if you're in the field, for example, a tiger can eat you, and if you're in the road driving the car, if you fall asleep, of course, you increase your risk for accident. So the main question is, why do we sleep? They develop this risky behavior that doesn't make sense if you think about evolution.
What benefits does sleep bring you?
Many studies already showed that sleep is very important to different brain function. Sleep benefits the memory and learning and in general brain performance. And we all know that if we don't sleep during the night, we will be very tired the following day. And if we will try a test, we will probably not get a very good grade. So sleep is important for general brain performance. But we ask, how does sleep benefit a single neuron or a single nerve cell inside the brain, which is not known?
So what have you shown in your research?
So what we found, that single neuron inside the brain accumulate DNA damage during the day and during wakefulness, and during the night, this damage is reduced. And what we saw in parallel, that during the day when DNA damage is accumulated, chromosomes are moving, but moving slow. However, surprisingly, during the night, when the organism go to sleep, chromosomes start to move very fast and allow repair of DNA damage. So we think that the role of sleep, if we think about single cell, is to increase this chromosome movement, which enable net decrease of DNA damage that was accumulated during the day, during wakefulness.
So I guess, what causes this damage and why can't you repair these things during the day itself?
Yeah, so DNA damage is occur due to radiation, reactive oxygens, neuronal activity itself even cause the DNA damage. And this happened during the day and during the night. And the repair system of the cell repair it all the time. During the day, all cell resources and energy are attributed to wakefulness and to all the input and learning that we have during the day. We can think about a city when during the day, traffic hours, a lot of movement, and all this movement and activity cause damage. And during the night, when the city are more quiet and the less traffic there in all the roads, we have the time to fix all those holes and damage to the road and prepare it to the next day, to wakefulness, basically.
So how were you able to actually see these things, the actual neurons and DNA moving?
We were able to see these moving chromosomes thanks to a zebrafish. So zebrafish is a small fish that many people know from the pet shop. And importantly for this study, this fish is transparent or translucent. So you can visualize or image the brain or the chromosomes inside the brain of a live fish. And this allows you to see the differences in those movement or cell biology during the day and during the night in the fish.
And zebrafish is transparent. How then do you actually see what's going on with the DNA if you can just see straight through it?
So we all know, for example, jellyfish or corals, and they're very fluorescent and very colorful. So we can take those colors or proteins from the jellyfish and put it inside the fish. Using this fluorescent protein, we can actually tag or mark specific chromosome in specific region of the brain and visualize those moving chromosomes. And then we can compare it in different behavioral state, either wakefulness or sleep.
So what then is the implication of this work?
Now we can understand why when we sleep deprived, we have to sleep, or if we chronically will lose sleep for several days, several months, even several years, maybe we gain DNA damage in specific neuron, and maybe we even have some damage to our brain. And if we think about aging in general or neurodegenerative disease, we always see sleep disturbances that are in those disease and aging, and eventually cause even cell death in specific region. It's not news that we have to sleep and we have to sleep well, but what I think that we found now is why. I think that you have to sleep well in order to prevent this accumulation of DNA damage, to let your chromosome move more in order to repair the damage.
That was Lior Applebaum discussing his paper in Nature Communications.